Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and published best-selling author. Today's title is 5 Days to New Year, New You. Wow, can you believe it? Today is already December 27. So we have 27, 28, 29, 30, and 31. That's 5 days. And then it's 2019. Wow. Has this year gone by so fast for you, or was it a slow year, or was it an average year? What was it? What are your plans for 2019? Do you have any? Did you make any goals, any resolutions, any dreams, anything that you want to change for 2019? Looking back at 2018, because in 5 days it's over, how is or was your physical health, mental health, and financial health? Can you say that everything was great, abundant, blessed, or do you have room for improvement? Are you feeling happy and satisfied? Or would you love to feel happy and satisfied? Are you living in abundance, or is that something you'd like to strive for? And are you being happy and healthy, or is that another thing you're working towards? Be it because your doctor told you you had to make changes, or because you can't tie your shoes anymore and you're out of breath just by the slightest thing you're doing. Just your health is not where you would like it to be or where it should be. Well, do you have any surgeries scheduled for 2019? If yes, do you need to prepare for them? Or for it, the surgery? Could the surgery be prevented, or is it a selective or elective or mandatory one? Those are not questions to put anybody down. Those are just questions to ask. What is your why? What is your reason? What is your need for a surgery? Because we know that every surgery has its issues. It's a risk of infection. It's a risk of something going bad. And if we can prevent it in a healthy way without having to do anything invasive, aren't we off much better? So those are some of the questions I have you ask yourself. Are you in control of who you are, what you do, where you want to be? Or you let circumstances take the course and tell you what you need to do? Are you influenced by others who say, oh, but you have to eat this and you have to try that and you have to finish everything that's in your plate and you have to and you have to and you have to? And if you don't drink a glass of wine or a beer or something with me, you're not my friend anymore. I'm sorry. These are actually, in my opinion, kind of ridiculous statements or questions. However, I've been there. So, what is your choice? How do you act and react towards people or questions like that? I think, and I've done it, and I'm going to do it again, it's best to start preparing right now, today. And I started sooner, but for you today, if you haven't started already, to get ready for an amazing 2019. Do you remember that no matter what we do, we always can decide or choose if it's good for us? So if somebody tells you they want you to try something and you know, number one, if you eat that particular food or whatever it is, you're going to get heartburn. You're going to get a stomach ache. You're going to feel sick. You're allergic to it. Whatever it is, are you going to eat it? Or are you going to use my technique with the three words, stop, and take a deep breath, a slow breath to help bring your emotions under control? Then challenge yourself by thinking about why you're feeling or acting the way you are. Is this even true? Do I need to do this or do I not need to do that? Do I have a choice? And then comes the choosing. Choose the behavior that supports what you really want. And so by using the stop, challenge, choose method, which is so simple, but it just takes a little bit of thought and a little bit of freezing, we can make wiser decisions. I have seen different charts with different numbers. And the one that I listed here on my transcript is how many kilocalories per gram certain things are. And I don't know if you were aware of it, but it's not just what we eat, it's how much we eat and when we eat. And that's why I have become a certified health coach, because I've learned all those things and I'm applying them to myself and with all my clients. And I get to lead by example, therefore have to be accountable for what I do and say. And that has been the best choice in my life so far. So what I found is that carbohydrates, there are different types. There are the simple carbohydrates or the complex carbohydrates. And we do need some in our daily lives for energy. But it's not the simple ones we need. We need the complex ones. Those are necessary in moderation. And did you know that each gram of complex carbohydrates has 4 kilocalories per gram? Wow. Okay, that's 4. So if we eat 47 calories, that's quite a bit. So we just need to figure out where do the healthiest calories come from. And actually, in my program, I have a little booklet that we use to refer to the high carbohydrates, and they're categorized in 3, lower, moderate, and higher. And so if we have the higher carbohydrates, such as when we eat broccoli or red cabbage or things like that, or green or wax beans, those are the higher carbohydrate ones. We get a 1/2 cup of cooked ones for a serving, and we need 3 servings of vegetables per day. So if we have the moderate ones, asparagus, it's still a 1/2 cup, or cauliflower or eggplant. But if we have the lower carbohydrates, like lettuce, butterhead, iceberg, romaine, mustard greens, spinach, fresh and raw, spring mix, etc., 1 cup is a serving. Now, if we go to others, which are still lower, but it changes, like celery and cucumbers and white mushrooms and radishes and sprouts, etc., they're 1/2 cup for a serving. So we can choose 1/2 cup of high carbs, 1/2 cup of moderate carbs, and 1/2 cup of low carbs. That's still 1.5 cups, but still 3 servings. But we need to be conscientious about what we actually want to achieve. Do we want to maintain our weight? Do we want to lose weight? Do we want to gain weight? So those are all things. Then proteins, the healthy proteins are usually about 4 kilocalories per gram. And it's good to eat protein. It actually fills us up and it gives us energy more than anything else. So when you're hungry, it's better to eat a hard-boiled egg or an ounce or two of chicken or something like that. And remember, there's a difference between dark meat, and meat is a lot leaner than the dark meat. So those are all things that if you need help with, I can help you with. Fats. Did you know we do need at least 3 tablespoons of healthy fats per day to keep our joints greased, to keep everything going? But each gram of fat has 9 kilocalories. So we need to figure out what we do. So for example, when I have salad and I put fresh avocado in it, I don't use oil. Then I just use my organic apple cider vinegar, or a little bit of balsamic vinegar or something, without any oil, because I have the oil in the avocado already. Now, if I don't eat any avocados or any olives, just the lettuce and the tomatoes and the cucumbers and the green onions and whatever I want to put in, all measured out, then I make sure I have 2 tablespoons of healthy fats, unless I use some for something else already. So those are all things that are really important to know. And the last one, especially for the holiday seasons, so many people love to have a glass or two of wine or spirits or beer or whatever it is. Did you know that each gram, that's not an ounce, that's a lot less than an ounce, each gram of alcohol has 7 kilocalories. And did you know that alcohol turns into sugar, which, when not absorbed fully, and it usually is not, turns into fat and then piles on your hips and thighs and stomach. And that's why so many people, we call it, have a beer belly. I don't think it's really that funny, but the name comes from a reason. And so if you need a glass of alcohol while celebrating New Year's or something, make sure you also have a glass of water in your hand. So take one sip of alcohol and one sip of water so you can dilute it and kind of reduce the desire to have the alcohol and enjoy the water more, because that actually quenches your thirst. Alcohol, with all that sugar that the alcohol has in it, makes it even more thirsty. So you want more and more. However, when you drink water with it, you can reduce that desire. So these are just a few tips and things to get you ready for 2019. As always, when you have questions, suggestions, you want to join or journey with me, I would love to be your guide and help you out. So I'm making a really wonderful offer right now. I offer everybody who's calling me, texting me, or emailing me, and the email is coachdenise@cpdigest.net. And make sure you put in the subject line BTR for Blog Talk Radio Offer 12/31/2018, because that's when it expires. Or you can text me or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. I do not answer the phone unless it's a scheduled call or I know who's calling and I have time. So please make sure you put in their TR offer and 12/31/2018 and tell me what you would like help with, so we can schedule a free appointment and do that health assessment and see if this, what I offer, is really something for you. I know I've been able to help several people lately who said they've been trying for 10 years or so to lose weight and they only were able to do 1 or 2 pounds. And then they gained back 5 immediately. Well, these 3 people in particular that I'm thinking about have been on program now for 2 to 3 months, have lost between 15 and 20 some pounds, have not gained it back, people start realizing it and commenting on it, they're feeling much better. One person in particular told me she would have a major challenge with my sleep program because I suggest, or the program suggests, that 7 to 8 to 9 hours a night, if possible. And this person said, oh, I only sleep 3 hours, if I'm lucky, 4 a night. I can't sleep. And I said, well, do me a favor. Just try. You know, if it doesn't work that you can sleep more, then maybe that's what you need. But if it works, embrace it. And it was so interesting that the first day she was on program, she went to bed and she did not wake up till 9 hours later. She calls me up in total disbelief. Can you believe what just happened to me? I go, no, what happened? I just slept 9 hours straight. I did not get up in the middle of the night. I did not need to drink water in the middle of the night. She lives in a dry area, so she needs water during the night. I did not do anything. I slept straight through 9 hours. And I go, wow. She goes, I can't believe this, but it's true. I want to see how tonight is. And so she slept 8 hours the next night. And she's been sleeping her 7 to 9 hours every night now. And that is so amazing because now she's feeling so much more energized, feeling happier, and I am just totally, totally thrilled that this program is working for her with this person so wonderfully, and that it's so great, especially after everything this person tried and nothing worked and this does. So I can give you hope. I know this program gave me hope because, as I told you many, many moons ago, my doctor told me I had to lose weight or I would be totally diabetic. I would have 2 months to live if I didn't make changes because my blood pressure was 211 over 115. That is sick. That is really high. And so anyway, that was before the program, but I started making changes then already. And now with the program, I am totally back to healthy, no pre-diabetes, no nothing. And it's all because I wanted it to work. And I did everything the way I was told to do. And it worked. I lost over 50 pounds. I shrunk from a 12, 14 in size to a 4, soon 2 again. I am so happy and healthy and energized and focused. I don't take everything personally anymore because I have had a major mental adjustment and have a more positive attitude. And we all know, and doctors and science says it everywhere, 80 to 90% of most illnesses are happening because of mental issues, be it depression, be it anything else that is mental, feeling put down, feeling not worth it, feeling low in self-esteem. And when we change our attitude and recognize how good we actually are, what good we can do with others and ourselves and our loved ones, and how we can actually make a difference in the world, starting small with just ourselves, leading by example, then helping others and moving on and spreading out. And there are just so many things we can do. And the happier we are, the more abundant we live. And abundant living does not mean having money to throw away. Abundant living has to do with being mentally abundant, filled with joy and happiness. And of course, financial freedom is another piece to the puzzle that really helps, but that's not the most important one. Happiness comes from within. It comes from the heart. And when that is in its place, everything else starts improving too. So I think I said enough for today. I want to encourage everybody to start today looking forward towards a most amazing, happy, healthy, mentally, physically, and financially healthy 2019. When you're ready to accept a scholarship from me, or at least accept a 30-minute free health assessment over the phone, I would be happy with you as long as you leave me a very specific message, be it on the email or a voicemail or text, so I can get back with you. Remember, this offer is good for 5 more days till the 31st. And my dream actually is to help at least 8 to 10 more people starting their journey towards optimal health, because I feel so happy and blessed and so good and energized. And I just feel like life is really a pleasure. It's wonderful. And I don't need to look at the negative things. I just kind of throw those behind my back and I look at the positive things, and I'm so much happier for it. So having shared that information with you, I'm going to wish everybody a most wonderful rest of the year, a fabulous, happy, healthy start in 2019. And please don't hesitate to take me up. All you commit is to make a phone call to let me know so we can connect, and then the rest will share itself. It will show whether or not it works for you or not. So don't worry about that. What if you made that call and it is working for you? Are freeing yourself from mental stress, from physical debilitation, from financial stress and all those things, and you start living an abundant life? What if you can make a difference in your life, in your family's life, be it your spouse, your children, your parents, your cousins, doesn't matter, be it your employees or your coworkers? People watch, and actions speak louder than words. So that alone can already make a difference in your life. And what if you are one of the first 5 who calls, has the health assessment, and commits to have me as their guide and journey together towards optimal health and gets that scholarship? I mean, it's only a win-win situation. You cannot lose anything. You might even get some great ideas that are going to work for you. And that is my desire and my wish for you for a very happy 2019. Have a very wonderful, happy, healthy, and empowered week. Be blessed, and talk to you next week.